I haven't spoke to you in a month of Sundays.
I definitely did not. Is that why they call it rock and roll?
No, but you're so cute.
Should we start and then we get
Yeah.
into
Yeah.
it? Yeah. Oh my gosh. I feel like we need to have a Christmas intro music.
Anything but that Mariah Carey. Jesus, I can't stand that song. I can't stand that song.
Hit the damn record.
Hit the damn record. See where it records something.
Hey, friend.
Hey, friend.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am just fine.
Welcome to Unlikely Friends Podcast.
Yeah, where two friends living abroad talks about race relations, and
How we feel about it.
yeah, how we feel about it. And we talk about everything else in between as well. So.
Definitely, definitely. It is so good to see you. I haven't seen you in a month of Sundays.
A month of Sundays, and I get that from you actually, a month of Sundays.
I think that's my grandma's, like,
Yeah, I
she's
haven't
done that.
seen you. It's like, and what do they say nowadays? Like, I haven't seen you in like forever. It's like, how can you see somebody in forever? What does that even mean? That doesn't even
I don't
make,
know.
that's like grammatically wrong, in forever. I haven't seen you in forever. Okay.
Well, I haven't
But I'm
seen
not
you
here
in a long
to
time.
correct anybody's grammar. Yes, I haven't seen you in a long time too,
Like
because I think
weeks.
we had so many things going on. Like, for instance, I
Yeah.
had my at university, we had our midterms. So I was literally stuck. I'm going to show you. I'm
Oh,
not going to show
gosh.
the individual grades, but these are all the grades of my students, and I have to put all of these
How
grades.
many, wait, how many students do you have? Holy bananas.
Yeah, I have
7,000.
well, it seems like it.
Cool.
I have close to 600 students.
What?
Yeah, I have close to 600 students.
600.
It might even be a little bit less than that. I might be exaggerating.
How?
I want to give a conservative number. So scratch 600. I want to give a conservative number between 400 and 450.
Okay.
That's a conservative number, and I'm not being exact because I'm teaching English in the business administration faculty where I'm teaching three classes. Is it three classes? Wait a minute. International trade, business administration, banking and financing, and
Wow.
economics. And then in the social sciences, I'm teaching one political science class, and I'm teaching two psychology classes. So in each class is anywhere between 50 and 60 students.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
And I feel like 17 4-year-olds is a lot.
Well, 17 4-year-olds trump, seriously, 17 4-year-olds trump 70 adult students, because in one of my classes, I do remember in my international trade class, there's 74 students.
That is so crazy. How do you keep track of everybody? You
You
don't.
don't. You don't. You
You
just don't.
can't.
No, you can't. It's
But I guess you
impossible.
have like a few maybe returning students, people that have had you before,
No,
like.
these are students that have passed the placement exam so that they didn't have to go to prep school, because we do have a prep school.
Okay.
So the students that pass the prep school exam, they start immediately in faculty. Now,
Okay.
at the middle at not at but in what's wrong with my English? In the middle of the year, after the first semester, students who are in a prep class, prep school, who placed into like intermediate or upper intermediate, have a chance to take the placement exam again to get them into faculty sooner. So then these are students that range, I mean, it can range anywhere between 30 and 50 students that I will get extra in the middle of the school year, and they're irregular students.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So how do you keep like all of your, I guess, I think everything must be electronic because there's no way that you could.
Yeah, it's electronic. It's here. I have to.
No, but like, yeah, like their exams and stuff have to be online, right? Like, no. How do you?
No, I have to correct those myself.
How?
Yeah, it takes a long time.
I'd assume it would.
Good. Well, I changed it a little bit. I told my boss, I was like, look, I have so many students. There is no way on God's green earth I can hand correct all of these exams. I just can't.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's physically impossible. And she says, well, you have a week to do it. I'm like, yeah, a week of being buried under exams. I said, is that fair? And she says, well,
does everybody else have that many? Like,
yeah. Well, my colleague, I think she has more students, but her students are online students. She has a lot more online students than I do.
Okay.
So the online students, they're allowed to take their exams
online.
Computer based. Yeah. And she doesn't have to correct those. So then I said to my boss, I says, you know what? Give me those optic forms and I will let the students choose their answer on the optic forms. You know, those what things we have to circle into A, B, C, or D.
Yeah.
And she says, yeah, you can do that. But I'm like,
but
what? She said, 20% of the exam has to be written. So I said, okay, so I will give them anyways
the between other percentage.
30 and 40 vocabulary questions where they choose A, B, C, D, and I will give them like five.
Yeah, David, you should.
I did.
Yeah.
It made life a lot easier.
God.
A lot easier.
Thank God.
Because it's just it's mind wrecking when you have to, you know, this, you know, checking A, number two is B, number three is C. What? Get out of here. I can't do that.
Yeah, anymore.
Like, no. And I had done that for like the first.
I would have made
six
like
6 years when like I was working there.
Like a stencil, like a paper stencil, and just put it on top of every paper. Tick, 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 tick.
Can't do that.
You can't. Why?
No. Well, with the optic forms. With the optic forms, we have a machine. So the machine literally.
No, I mean, when you were hand grading them, you could just put a piece of paper on top of it.
I wish I could put a piece of paper on top. The only problem with that is, well, I did have an answer sheet for them so they can choose A, B, or C, A, B, C, or D. And I would have like a master copy, and it was just so much easier to like A, B, B, D, 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 D. It was, you know, just matching literally. But that's still time consuming. I mean, if you have a class of 74 students, you have to do that 74 times. And that's just one class.
And grading
a class will take anywhere between an hour and a half, between 2 hours, between an hour and a half.
And then at that point, I feel like I like repetitive things. I think that is kind of soothing. That's a bit meditative. Mm-hmm. But that intense, that amount would be exhausting.
It is exhausting. It is exactly that. It is super exhausting.
Like, it's nice to meditate and do those kinds of things that are, you know, but,
well, you
my
know,
God, after I'm that 4 hours of it, like.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm that type of person. I'm like, okay, just sit down, do it. What I do is that I put on some. I need noise in the background. I don't know if anybody else likes that. That's how I study, too. When I study, I need to have something in the background. Not me listening to it, but it has to be a sound.
Okay.
Excuse me. And I just turn on like music, or maybe there'll be like a bedtime story, even though it's not bedtime, but there'll be a bedtime story playing on YouTube in the background, very, very low. And I just start, you know, I just start marking.
A bedtime
marking,
story.
Marking. Yeah.
Hold on. Total side note. They have bedtime stories on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
What are they? Are they for adults or for kids?
Yeah. No, they're for adults.
What?
black screen bedtime stories. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. Like, because I have an app for bedtime for kids, but I wouldn't mind reading some stories about bedtime stuff for adults.
Well, you're not reading it. You're literally listening to, I mean, they're like,
I know, but I would
crime
like
stories
to do that.
And all that good stuff right up your alley.
Oh, crime stories. When you go into bed, I can't deny that I've listened to crime stories.
Crime stories, and they also have like horror stories and all that good stuff.
Oh
my
gosh.
Telling you, look, every time I'm not talking to you anymore. every time
and
I give
done.
You and I'm done. Bye. Every time I give you an assignment, you never do it. Now, first of all, you probably still to this very day have not listened to that song by Chaka Khan, Clouds. I told you. I knew it. And you probably still to this very day have not listened to those SCP stories that I told you about. And you probably haven't.
I don't remember you telling me about this.
I told you this around Halloween time. All of these SCP stories.
Uh-huh.
It's called Exploring SCP.
Okay.
You have to watch these stories. They are wild and freaky, but Ooh. They're wonderful. I absolutely love them. They're about like, okay. I told you this. They're about like strange anomalies and things like that.
Well, that's right up my alley. Did I say that before?
Exactly. Yes. And you were like, oh, I'm going to watch it.
So you had to grade a lot. That's something that you had to do. You were also moving.
And I was moving. And
you moved everything. Ugh,
my house is still in bits. I still can. I haven't because I have to be honest. I haven't had the money to go out and buy all of the cabinets. Dare I say this old wide world on the internet.
But it takes a lot. People don't realize
does,
like when you move here, it takes a lot because you have to. It's not just about the rent situation, but there's multiple rents that you have to pay and
exactly.
You have to pay a mover and you have to, if you don't, some houses have things already furnished in them, like a dishwasher full on. Some don't. So then you have to go and buy that.
Exactly.
I get it. Like when
and
I moved here, it was
I had
like
to buy,
endless.
I had to buy an oven and all that good stuff. I still haven't got a dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
And my dishes are still piled up to the ceiling because I'm just too lazy to wash.
That was the last thing I bought. I was like, okay, I guess I have to. Like it was time after six months.
After a while, you're just like, ugh. And yeah. I still don't have cabinet space in my kitchen. My kitchen is not big. I think your kitchen might be bigger than mine.
It's a peanut.
Yeah, mine
like
is a peanut
cabinets.
Too. Yeah, I have like, wait, one, two, okay, I have three cabinets and a drawer, a chest of drawers.
Do you have those little stacky things?
No, I haven't ordered those from IKEA yet.
No, don't get them from my IKEA. You can get them from Trendyol. It's so much cheaper.
Oh, okay.
Like,
I don't have the room to like do anything in my kitchen. I seriously don't. I don't even, not even those like stacky things. I don't have the room. My kitchen is like minuscule.
I'm talking about in your cabinets.
Oh, in the cabinets. I don't have room for that either. They are chock-a-block with stuff. I have like, you know
well,
me.
But I mean, it'll give you, because I don't have a lot of space either, but I have space up. And so that's why I have like, tick, tick, tick. I have three of them.
Oh, I don't know if I have that much space in those
You
things.
Probably do.
Okay.
Check and see. But those
because
little
because you know me, I'm a hoarder. Not a hoarder, but would you call me a prepper? I prep everything. I have. Look, you're laughing, but you know what you're getting for Christmas?
Uh-oh.
I'm not even going to tell you, but you're going to be like, he told me about this. I'm buying myself for Christmas this year. I'm buying myself a generator.
A generator?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. And you know what? Like here, it's not a bad idea. I have a generator.
The electricity goes off all the time.
All the time. I know. And it depends on whatever neighborhood you're in and whatever construction is happening in your neighborhood. And I'm sure there's
exactly.
a lot going on in yours because of the tram and everything that came
yes,
in recently.
The electricity, it doesn't go off very often, but it goes off more often than I like.
Well, that'll help. I mean, I have a generator in this building because it's a big old building, you know, whatever. It's one of those new peanut houses that, you know. Well, Here's the thing. I don't really have a lot to talk about other than just like catching up with you because I haven't talked
about anything. Oh, no. We got stuff to talk about. First of all, those damn blue bracelets.
What are you talking about? Blue bracelets.
Desma, if you don't watch a news story, me and you are going to roll around in a big ball of dust.
I watch the news every morning. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, don't watch mainstream news. Stop that.
I watch. Okay, so here's the admission.
Are you watching MSNBC?
No.
What are you watching? CNN?
No.
What are you watching?
It's even lighter than that. Three things. I watch the evening, David Muir is his name, the evening news. And that, like, I have to watch it in the morning the day after because, you know,
time constraint, yeah.
And, or I'll watch, like, the Today Show or Good Morning America. And, like, the day before. I know it's super light. I know it's like,
not only is it super light, but you're not informed.
I don't get everything. I get some things.
Okay,
the evening news, I get a lot more information than I do with the Today Show because it's like light and fluffy. And sometimes I don't want that heavy stuff in the morning at 6
light
o'clock.
Light and fluffy.
When I'm drinking my coffee, I don't feel like I want to. I mean, there are some serious things there, definitely. You know, they do address things, but it's fluff, kind of, you know? Because I don't know if I want all that heavy stuff. Anyway, I try to catch up on my way back from home, like the serious stuff, but sometimes that doesn't happen. Anyway.
So you watch the cloud cake news.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about this blue bracelet thing. What is that?
Yeah. The blue bracelet thing stems from women.
Don't even. Oh, okay. All right.
What were you going to say?
What did we
do
now?
No, what were you going to say? I'm interested. Where were you going? I'm curious.
No, I was thinking, does it have something to do with like all that white supremacy stuff that's going on with the protests and everything? Like,
No. This is like
whatever.
The opposite, if you will.
Okay.
It's white women wanting to show black women solidarity or show that they are a safe space.
Okay.
A safe space because black women are done. They're done.
Okay, fair enough.
And because they are done, black women on the internet have made it known. It's like, we are through with trying to save democracy. We are through with sounding the alarm over and over and over again. We are through with not being listened to, if you really think about it. Black women are the least respected, the least paid. They're at the very bottom of the social pile. Seriously.
Yeah.
They get the least respect. And you know what? When these 4 years are up and the white supremacy game is, and the white supremacy game is over, all of these white guys are going to wake up and be like, oh, my manager is a black woman, because black women are more likely to go to college than white men. So, yeah,
what?
Black women are more likely to go to college than white men.
Where is that number coming from? I mean, that's great. I'm just surprised.
I didn't verify the numbers, but I just saw that yesterday and I was like, oh, really? If you really think about it, rural white men don't go to university. First of all, it's too expensive.
Yeah, it is. It is expensive.
But before I get into that.
Yeah, I want to know about like what's this blue and where did it come from?
The blue bracelet, broken down by race. 60% men voted Republican. White men, I'm sorry, and 53% of white women voted for Republicans.
53%.
53%.
Interesting.
53% white women voted for voted Republican. I don't want to say vote for Trump. I want to say vote Republican. Because it's different.
Yeah.
Now, 77% of black men voted Democratic and 92% of black women voted Democratic. I misspoke. Black men 77% Democratic and black women 92% Democratic. Now, the other swift kick in the cojones is 54% of Latin men voted Republican.
Yeah. I saw that. And I was like, huh?
54%. So when black women were saying, look, they are going to take away your health care. They are going to start mass deportations. They are going to start chipping away at your democracy bit by bit by bit by bit. Mm-hmm. And then when you wake up in the morning, you realize that you do not have anything and that you are literally living on the street and begging the government for help. We have been trying, they have been trying to sound the alarm for God knows how long, and people refuse to listen to black women. So then now black women are like, we're done.
Yeah.
We are done. So there, of course, there are lots of white women. I want to say, here it is, 46% voted Democratic. So these are the women that are now like,
I'm so shocked by those numbers. Also, I knew that, like, I saw our percentage and I was like, what? like, you just think about our rights. I don't understand. It's so bizarre to me to think that you would rather go backwards in time in terms of women's rights and health and reproductive rights. You would rather go back in time than at least stay where we are right now, at the very least, at the minimum. Like,
and that's why black women said, we are done.
Done.
We're done. Yeah. We're done trying to save democracy. And there are white women who did vote Democratic, and that's fine. You know, thank you very much. And they want to wear like these blue bracelets to show their solidarity.
Okay. Why are they blue?
Democrat.
Okay. I got it.
I'm a safe space.
For some reason, I was thinking like baby blue. I don't know why that popped into my mind.
No,
okay,
I'm a safe space. I'm an ally, blah, blah, blah. Women, black women are like, no.
Or like, because we don't care.
We don't care because you let me tell you something. Because
fair enough.
Because wearing those stupid bracelets, it's just performative. It's just performative.
Oh, it's one of those.
Yeah, you are literally saying, "Oh, look, I'm wearing a bracelet. You can, I'm your ally." No.
You're not.
No.
Not everybody.
Because let me tell you something. Every white woman knows someone, a white person, who is Republican. I don't want to say racist because I don't believe that all Republicans are racist. I really, truly, honestly don't believe that.
And I'm
kind of tired of a lot of people saying that, oh, Republicans are racist. Not all Republicans are racist. Mm-hmm. There are some racist Democrats too. So, I mean, having said that, anyway.
There are racist people everywhere.
Racist people everywhere. That is absolutely true.
Unfortunately.
So what I'm saying is that, you know someone who was Republican. And if you know someone who is Republican, it is literally your job to inform these people and not just be like, oh, well, they're Republican. Ha ha ha, they're my friend. No, you have to explain to them because they are listening to these propaganda news networks and it's just pumping out all of this, all of the red meat that they want to hear. And they just,
same on our side too. Like,
absolutely.
So
it is
I'm
an
not
echo
saying,
chamber.
But yeah, it becomes an echo chamber. So yeah. Like the whole idea of having a open conversation is really, really important. And I wonder how those conversations went on Thanksgiving, by the way. Happy belated Thanksgiving.
I
wonder about that because my family, I've got half and half. So like, how did they manage those conversations? Or did they just say, you know what, we're not going to talk about this at the dinner table?
Okay, let me tell you, my father was a Republican. he was a Republican, but he was not MAGA Republican, if you will. My yeah. father was Republican to the point where, because my father was quite religious.
Hmm.
So,
and that tends to be in line with each other, tends to yeah. be. Not all the time.
Now, but when I say religious, I don't mean like full on, you know, MAGA cult religious. Like, what are they called? Evangelists. That wasn't my father. Although mm-hmm. my father was an evangelist before he died. Mm-hmm. He was not one of those. He was more measured. He was more, I think he was just more sensible about it as well. Now, my mother was a Democrat. Everybody else in my family, I think, is a Democrat. I don't believe that any of the children are Republican. I believe my father was the only one. And my father never imposed his, you know, backward, not saying that he had backward views. I'm talking about the backward views of the Republican Party nowadays. He never had any of those. So my father was a Republican that I could tolerate. And I can, for the most part, tolerate normal Republicans. But when you get to these MAGA nuts, it's like, what is wrong with you? I was just watching not the other day, it was just last night. I'm lying to you. A man sent a tweet saying that was complaining about why they are going to cut the Affordable Care Act. And that was the one thing that Donald Trump said that he was going to do. He was going to cut the Affordable Care Act, but he didn't call it the Affordable Care Act. He called it by what everybody else calls it. Obamacare.
Right.
So everybody did not know, or many, 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 many MAGA nuts did not know, especially ones with pre-existing illnesses, did not know that the Affordable Care Act and the Obamacare was the same thing, just with two different names.
Right.
Now, the MAGA Republicans, or I should say Republicans, started calling it Obamacare instead of Affordable Care Act. They started calling it Obamacare for obvious reasons.
Right.
Red meat.
So that it wouldn't, so it wouldn't be affected.
I don't want health care from a black man.
You know, I had a conversation.
It's so backwards.
I had a conversation with someone, and I think we talked about this, someone in my family. And the person said, well, I don't understand why I should be responsible for someone else's health care, like a person without a home, unhoused person. And I don't understand why I should be responsible for their health care. And
but you're not.
I my face was like, what?
You're not.
Number one, everyone deserves, every single human on this earth deserves to have
healthcare.
Some sort of health care. Period. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what you look like. Doesn't matter where you're from. Doesn't matter who your father is, who your mother is. Doesn't matter who you are. You deserve to have health care. Period. You know? And I think for a moment, this person was kind of taken aback and realized what they said, what came out of their mouth. And it was like, if you think that even just for 1%, you think that you are a person that is a Christian person, and you believe that these two things are separate, I don't know what to tell you.
Like, you know, and it's all,
I mean,
of these,
come on.
There are so many variables that rub minorities the wrong way who are not a part of the MAGA, I want to say MAGA cult, because that's what it is to me, who are not a part of the MAGA cult. And there are so many things that rub us the wrong way because, you know, we are, despite what the MAGA nuts will tell you, that, oh, they're not Christian, they don't believe in God, blah, blah, blah. That's not true. That is so not true. We don't believe in that little hateful God that you believe in, because there is no way in the world that you can say that you are Christian and want the destruction of another race.
Yeah.
How does that even work? And when I say the destruction of another race, that means denying them healthcare, denying them, you know, especially women healthcare. That means sending them back to the country where they came from. It's like, never mind. You come from a different country too.
Never mind the immigrant
too.
Yeah.
Okay. So you know what? Oh, we're American. Oh, really? Ask an indigenous person if you're an American.
Right. Or ask, like, those people that come in into the country that are seeking asylum, seeking help, seeking, you know, a different life for themselves.
Like, I mean, their ancestors did.
Well, not only that, but isn't that the story of Jesus?
Yeah.
I think for them,
Jesus looked like you, baby. Jesus, blonde hair, blue eyes. Yeah.
Hey, I have Jesus. Let me tell you something.
It's just like Jesus. Never looked like that. Y'all doing too much. Anyway, because of the MAGA cult, their mindset, black women or black people, especially black women, they are done. They are done. So they're like, keep your blue bracelet. You need to do the work. Black people in, as a whole, I should say, black people as a whole, we're done. We're like, y'all voted for this. This is what y'all wanted. Y'all wanted a person who is indicted for 34 crimes. You want a person who has been charged with and convicted. You want a person whose every wife, except for one, was an immigrant. He even has immigrant birthed children, and he wants to deport immigrants. Y'all, as opposed to a woman, a black woman, unfortunately, a black woman who is super educated, was the DA of her state, was the attorney general of her state, sat on the Senate in the United States, and was the vice president of the United States. But you don't want that. You want a criminal. So whatever you voted for, you can have it. You can have it. Black people, we're done. Especially black women. Black women are through. They are through.
That's totally fair.
They're through. And they're like, keep your blue bracelet. We don't even care. We're going to Starbucks.
Remember.
Well, friend.
It's been fun.
It was super fun. And I missed you so much.
Same. I know. We haven't talked in forever. It's been nice to catch up.
Yeah, yeah. And we will be doing that more often, I think.
Yeah, it was a lot. That was a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, more often. We can't do that again.
I know.
All of our dear friends who have watched our video, please like, share, and subscribe. And hit the notification bell so that you know when we post up a new video.
Ding,
so,
ding.
Ding, ding.
And we welcome lovely comments as long as they're lovely.
Yes. And also visit us on our linear platforms such as Spotify. Mm-hmm. And also give us a like there too. We will be happy to see you.
And then the algorithm gods know what to do with you and your content.
Exactly.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Happy holidays, everybody. Whatever holiday you decided to celebrate, it's officially holiday season.
It is. Not just Jesus season.
It's everybody's season, however
it's
you want to celebrate.
Everybody's season. Yes, absolutely. So, friend.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Deuces.
Oh. Yeah.